Michael's next move is to find his mother and father. With the fact that Michael is in his 50s, Al's magic helped them prolong the lifespan. He lived for 500 years, but fate was not so kind. When Michael got to the side of his parents' house, he was truly repulsed by what he saw. Beneath the rubble, he saw the burned corpses of two people, one male and one female, completely black and crushing on the face that stood there in extreme pain. Right then, Michael grew a deep hatred in his heart. I hate the dragon that did this. In addition to all the things that Michael just saw, any gold, silver, or other precious minerals or minerals were completely gone. A few of the mines had clappings at the entrance, suggesting that the dragon had gone there. Michael and Al headed inside the cave looking for survivors. They noticed that it looked like chunks of gold ripped out forcefully. As they headed deeper in the cave, they heard footsteps and hoped that somebody other than the two had survived. Michael and Al were both dead silent, not only so they could hear any footsteps or voices, but also because of the fact that silence was a coping mechanism both of them had used. As the cave got darker and darker, the light from Al's staff had to be increased. Finally, footsteps got louder and louder, and the two began to hear faint voices, confirming the fact that the footsteps belonged to a human and not any animal or beast.